Hello and welcome to Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. I'm Lorcan Doherty, and today we're talking about gender inequality. The 8th of March is International Women's Day, a global celebration of the achievements of women in the social, economic, cultural and political spheres. But it's also a call to action, to raise awareness about inequalities that exist, and to try to speed up the process towards gender parity, whether that's in terms of education and opportunities for women, or their status and pay compared to men. Joining me are Christina Tomás-White, Catalan News journalist and a regular on Filling the Sink, and for the first time, Laura Paus, Business and International Editor at ACN, the Catalan News Agency.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to be here.
A lot of the issues that we're talking about today aren't new. Women have been fighting for equality for a long time, but many argue that the pandemic that we've been living through for the past year has highlighted a lot of the problems that exist, or even made them worse. So have we gone backwards over the past year?
I guess you could say that. I mean, it's definitely not created the problems, or it just aggravated problems that already existed. And if we go through statistics, you know, of the past year, we see that women were more exposed to the virus than men were because there are more women that have essential jobs in caring professions at hospitals or nursing homes. And there are also more women working at shops that stayed open during the strict lockdown, like supermarkets. There are more women that are working as cashiers. So they were more exposed to the virus than men.
Yeah, I mean, some figures from across the EU, for example, 82% of all cashiers are women. And then for some of these other roles that you mentioned, it's even higher. Domestic cleaners and helpers is 95%.
I would say that, as you were saying before, the COVID-19 has highlighted how bad the situation already was. So it was already there, but now it's making it more obvious. We are realizing how far we are still from real equality. And COVID-19 has affected especially the most vulnerable. And within the most vulnerable, we find very often a lot of women. And that's why I think COVID has impacted more on women than men generally.
One of the issues as well has been an increase in gender-based violence during the pandemic, especially during the very strict lockdown in March to June.
No, so this week I actually spoke to the head of the Catalan Institute of Women, Laura Martínez, who was telling me that especially the first few months were awful because a lot of women were confined to a small space with abusive men who weren't able to go out. And there are a number of factors that aggravated their abuse. For example, if they were living with someone who had a substance abuse issue, you know, they couldn't leave the home to go find whatever that substance was. So what's interesting about what she said is that, you know, the number of calls to their hotline went up drastically, but the number of reports that were filed went down. So it's not necessarily that there was less violence. In fact, there's probably more. But women were worried about, you know, what's going to happen if I leave home? Am I going to be stopped on the street? Am I getting in trouble for leaving home? Am I going to accidentally expose myself or my children to the virus, et cetera, et cetera? So I think, you know, society-wide during lockdown, there's been a lot of mental health issues. And I think it's made it particularly worse for women in these vulnerable situations.
Yeah, and because if you think about a situation of abuse, if it's already very, very complicated for a woman to decide to leave her home and her abusive husband or partner in a normal situation, imagine how difficult it is when the government is asking you to stay home. Because if you have to call these hotlines and ask for help because you are in a violent situation, but your husband is in the other room, it's much, much more complicated than in a situation in which he might leave for the bar or for work or whatever other situation.
Yeah, no, I mean, they can definitely, abusive men can exert more control over their wife or partner, and it's a lot harder for them to find these spaces where, you know, they can disconnect, be with friends and family and get away from a bad situation. It was also interesting because Laura Martínez told me, you know, I would have thought that as soon as lockdown was eased, there would be more women getting out. But she was saying that these men that were exerting control over their partners, they wanted to maintain that control that they had increase during strict lockdown. So there was still an increase in violence when people were starting to be able to go to the new normal.
Another thing during the pandemic has been, well, a lot of people have been working from home, obviously, and schools were closed for a period, so children have been at home. And women have had to bear the brunt of childcare and also looking after maybe other relatives and things like that, much more than men have.
Yes, because despite how far we've come in terms of balancing work and private life, women are still taking more responsibilities here in Catalonia, I would say in Spain as well, and in most of Europe, than men do. And during this pandemic, for instance, more women took partial leave to take care of the children or work from home. And how difficult it is to work from home with children. Imagine recording this podcast with little children around. It's so complicated, or having a meeting on Skype. And we've seen it in the media, some appearances of children. And it's good to normalize that because obviously women are the ones taking the big effort here. And sometimes this is not highlighted as it should be. Yeah. And this pandemic, if we can say, some positive thing is that it has highlighted how complicated it is to balance work and private life, and sometimes even live on Skype or on TV.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. There is a figure here that Laura Martinez shared with me this week that of all the people that asked for unpaid leave throughout the pandemic, 93% were women. And it's because they take on more of the domestic tasks, including childcare. And even when both partners in heterosexual couples were forced to stay at home, it was still women that were taking on more of these responsibilities. And in fact, the only thing in Catalonia that men started to do more than before was going to the supermarket. Which obviously during strict lockdown, it was the only
opportunity to get outside.
Yeah, yeah. And there were many instances of women that were still working from home and taking care of their children. And she was telling me that sometimes, you'd see women that would wake up really early when their kids are still asleep just to do some work and then take care of their kids and then work again in the evening. And this is also why women had much more stress and anxiety, or reported much more stress and anxiety. They just had way more responsibilities. So obviously that's going to have an effect on their mental health.
Okay, so we can see that broadly speaking, that the pandemic affected men and women quite differently. And I suppose we're used to men and women having quite different expectations and roles, whether that's in school or in work. Christina, you've been speaking to some women who work in fields that are traditionally dominated by men.
Yeah, I spoke to four women this week. I spoke to Elena Guillen, who is a livestock farmer in the Pyrenees. I spoke to Nuria Martinez, who is an engineer who lives in Barcelona. I also spoke to another Nuria Uyols, who is the head of the Maritime Authority in Tarragona, as well as a woman called Montserrat Curuminas, who is a businesswoman who works in finance in Zurich.
Well, let's have a listen.
There are some signs that this is slowly changing, but it's a well-known fact that certain jobs are, to varying degrees, gendered. But what happens when women choose to go against the grain and defy gender stereotypes? This week I spoke to four Catalan women, the head of the Maritime Authority in Tarragona, a livestock farmer in the Pyrenees, an engineer in Barcelona, and a businesswoman in Zurich, to see what they had to say about this. Nuria Ubiols, who studied navigation and maritime transport, says that when she was a university student, there was quite a lot of sexism in her department, which had only begun to welcome women in the 80s. Particularly amongst professors who had been merchant marines and would make jokes about them looking for boyfriends. When she finished her degree, there were also companies that wouldn't hire people like her simply for the fact that they were women. Though she's happy to say that this is no longer the case and their presence in the field is steadily growing. When I asked Elena Guillen, who has a herd of goats and makes cheeses, about whether she'd faced discrimination as a woman in a male-dominated sector, she said sexism definitely existed due to the nature of what she describes as her patriarchal society, but it wasn't necessarily something she faced at work more so than anywhere else. After many years in the tech industry, Montserrat Corominas owns her own company in Switzerland and says that instead of worrying too much about inequality, she has always tried to focus on the opportunities she has. That said, Montserrat is still clear that tech is very much a man's world and says that when she was younger, colleagues would sometimes try to use the fact that she was a woman against her.
More than from bosses. Colleagues which are competing with you and are using all your weaknesses. Maybe it was my attitude that also never gave any scope of room.
On the other hand, Nuria Martinez, the automotive sector process engineer I spoke to, said she doesn't think her gender has had much of an effect on how she's treated at work, even though there are very few women in her field, especially in factories.
I've never felt discrimination against me. Also because I'm very straightforward. If I found something that I wouldn't like, I would just say it and stop it right there.
One thing she does believe, though, is that women should be able to enter the sector if that is what they want, and that in doing so, their different perspectives can be an asset both for society and for companies.
I don't think that every girl should want to be an engineer, the same way that not every guy should want to be an engineer.
This opinion was echoed by the others, who insisted that being a woman doesn't mean you need to pursue a typically male-dominated career, but should simply be able to. And Montserrat thinks that helping other women out is key to normalizing their presence in these professions.
And if you can give a chance to some other woman or some mentoring, do it as well. Because sometimes we don't help so much each other.
And we heard from Nuria Obiols, Nuria Martinez, Elena Guillen, and Montserrat Corominas. So I suppose the world of work is one area where it's quite obvious the inequalities that exist between men and women.
Yes, it is. And I think as we've listened to this package that there are some areas in which there are still many more men than women. And take the business example, me as being a business editor at the Catalan News Agency, we find, for instance, take the business associations here in Catalonia. FUMEN, which is the big one, business association, there is a man leading, Josep Sánchez Liura. In PIMEC, the small business associations, also a man. And for instance, we only find a woman and Monica Roca in the Barcelona Chamber of Commerce, but she's only taking up the task in the second half of the term after sharing it with a man, which is very typical in the business world. Take the unions, for instance. The two big unions in Catalonia are all led by men as well. Take the presidency of the Catalan government. We've never had a woman leading Catalonia. Take many, many other examples. The IBEX 35 stock market in Madrid, we only find there three women in leading positions. Ana Botín, for instance, in Santander, Beatriz Corredor for Red Eléctrica, or Maria Dolores Dancausa in Bankinter. So where are all the women? And we know that there are a lot of girls doing university degrees and studying, and we know there is a trend to change that, but we're still far beyond what we should be seeing right now. And take, for instance, the pay gap. It's 22% in Catalonia still, which is outrageous.
Yeah, so I think the average salary for men in Catalonia is over 28,000, and for women it's just over 22,000. So that's an average of over 6,000 euros per person per year.
Which is a lot of money, actually.
Yeah, and a lot of it is related back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, if a woman maybe won't go for a promotion because she thinks, I need to take care of my kids and my husband needs to do his manly job and go make more money. You know, I need to stay home with my kids because otherwise who's going to take care of them? I think it also shows that there are gaps, there are issues when it comes to social policies to make up for these.
Yeah, for instance,
for this discrimination.
There is a good news this year that for the first time in Spain, parental leave is the same for man and woman, so 4 months. But then we'll find more hidden inequalities. For instance, I've heard men saying, well, but I won't take the full 4 months that I have the right to take because, oh, how that would look. Well, we have to change the mentality here as well, because otherwise, how are we ever going to find this very much awaited for equality? I'm sure that like younger men already have a change of mentality here, but still, especially in professions with a lot of men working, it's quite complicated for them to say, oh, well, I have 4 months of parental leave, which is a right, but sometimes, you know, the boss is... Oh, well, why not taking, you know, 1 month
really
and then you consider taking the other two in another period? You know, maybe you don't need them because what are you going to do 4 months on a holiday? Well, no, it's not a holiday. He's going to take care of a child as the mother is going to be doing that. But we still have a lot to work there.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. It comes to show that maybe our work environments just aren't conducive to equality.
Yeah, it's complicated, and I think we all, as women, find sometimes moments in which we realize that there is an inequality that maybe some partners don't are not even aware that this is some kind of discrimination, even if it's not on purpose.
Yeah.
But you can find yourself saying, "Well, why this is happening to me and not to my male colleague?"
Well, it's funny you say that, Laura, because the Center for Opinion Studies in Catalonia did a survey, and 70% of respondents said that inequality between men and women does exist. 30%, that means, didn't recognize that, which is a minority, but it's quite a sizable minority.
I wonder how many of those 30% were men.
No, I didn't check that out, actually. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Any comments on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's sometimes complicated even for women to realize that some situations that we live are unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've assumed them as normal. So this is another change of mentality that we have to work on. For instance, I went once into a press conference, a business press conference, and I went there with my male deputy, the deputy editor, who is a man, and he's a bit older than me, not much older, but we arrived there, and the press people explain everything to him instead than to me, because they assume he was the editor instead of, and I was his second. And this happens very often, especially, I would say, in these areas where men are often the leading figures and they are not so used. They're starting to, but they are not so used to see women around. And to be honest, as a business journalist, and sometimes it's a bit boring of so many press conferences with the typical white middle-aged man on a tie talking numbers. Where are the women? We want to listen to them. And they are there. They are there in their business associations, in the unions, in the companies. We know they are there, but often in these environments, they don't put them to speak to the media or to the partners or to the public. And I think this are battles that we will win step by step. But
the Mika and Mika.
Exactly, filling the scene.
But as we say, the podcast gets its name from the phrase, the Mika and Mika, so
yeah,
the Pika.
Yeah.
Little by little, the thing fills up. So I guess that's how it has to work.
Very slowly, but surely. So another reason why there could be 30% of people that don't believe that sexism or inequality is an issue is because either they're men and they don't experience it, or it's just so normalized and so subtle that they don't realize it's happening. And I think part of the issue is that if something doesn't happen to you directly, you can be unaware of it. And it doesn't mean that you're trying to be, you know, disrespectful or actively. I guess you don't know you're ignorant if you are. And just the same way that myself, you know, as a young woman who has a European passport, you know, I have the right to live here and work here. But there are just things about my experience that I won't understand what it's like to not have residency and to be working under the table constantly and fear deportation, and to be a woman in that situation who cannot access the same resources to get out of that situation. So it's possibly that could be a factor, you know, if it's not something that you see directly, you just have no idea it exists.
Monday the 8th of March is International Women's Day, and in Catalonia, normally that would mean huge rallies on the streets of Barcelona and in other towns and cities as well. This year, obviously, it's a little bit different. because of the pandemic?
Yes, for instance, we have the Spanish government has urged people in Madrid, for instance, not to organize a big rally, not to protest for this International Women's Day. And there's been a lot of debate around whether or not this protest should go ahead. I think here in Barcelona, probably there will be some protests, small protests, with the safety measures and so on. Obviously, not the huge march that we've seen in previous years. But at the same time, I think in the debate of should women take the streets at all, there is a bit of a sexism as well, because during this year of the pandemic, there have been a lot of protests. We've seen protests against the closure of Nissan. We've seen protests during Catalonia's National Day. Also, we've seen protests for Pablo Hasél, a lot of demonstrations, and no one has questioned their right to protest because the right of protest is recognized by the Constitution. Obviously, they have to take some precautionary measures and some maybe don't do. But no one has questioned the right of workers to take the streets or business people, restaurants. Why is a debate on whether women should do a protest on the 8th of March? Well, there is a lot of reasons behind this debate that explain why women should actually take the streets on Monday.
Time now for our Catalan phrase, and this week it's something for International Women's Day.
Yeah, the sentence is "Yo no me quedo a casa."
Yo no me quedo a casa, which is "I'm not staying at home."
Exactly.
Right, okay, and it's kind of a play on the opposite "I am staying at home," which we saw throughout the pandemic, especially in the first months during the lockdown.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of windows in Catalonia and Spain had this motto, "I'm staying home." So right now women are saying, well, I'm not staying home for this year's Women's International Day.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, why should other people be allowed to protest? I can protest for women's equality too.
And that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks very much to Christina and to Laura. Next week's episode of Filling the Sink is on the latest on the COVID situation, 1 year into the pandemic. Until then, from me, Lorcan Doherty, and all of us here at Catalan News, take care. Bye for now. Adieu.